Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Mem Aleph. We're starting from the Gemara. We left off yesterday on Amud Beis, Mem Amud Beis. So we had yesterday the halacha of Shmuel by Yitzchak that says that even though we established already that a person, it's a brisa said, a person who shaks the Korban Pesach while he has chametz in his possession is over shachting the Korban Pesach, the Sishkal Dam Chametz Dam Zivchi, and there he's over a lot. And if you do sprinkling the same thing, you're over as well. So the way the Shita that brought down, Shmuel Yitzchak said, that you can't be over in Isser. It can't be said that if a person does it, it's not good, you're over in Isser, because the Matoris Lashon Zivchi, Zivchi means my Korban. HaKadosh Baruch says, Lashishra Adam Zivchi, my Korban. This wouldn't be a Zevach. If it's possible, it couldn't be Zevach. It wouldn't be a Din Zevach. So the... So what would be so it has to be that it's considered good, that there would not be an Isser, there wouldn't be over Zrika to say over an Isser, Adam Zivchi, if Be'atzem, that luck would be, that would be possible. So the Gemara says, therefore, it can't be that maybe the Shachting itself would not be over an Isser, only sprinkling. So the Gemara questions such as, Amar Mana, can't be the time of the Cheskio, even if Cheskio didn't teach us that luck, that a person Shachting Korban Pesach. The comments, as we said before, we ended the Gemara yesterday, that luck would be considered good, even though the Lord said it would be no good. Yehovah would not be over in Issa, because the Torah says you wouldn't be over. You couldn't be over in Issa, lav by sprinkling with comments if you had comments, because if you're over in Issa with Shechita, then it's already possible. So you wouldn't should be over by sprinkling. So it must be that same idea that sprinkling that Shechita itself is not also. It's in the puzzle of Chayim Lechatos. It comes out to be a similar idea of something that's puzzle. You have a cup of mincha that's possible, and yet the look is if you did it, you bought it, it's going to be still chayav an isser. So it could be very simply as well, saying the same idea that a person goes ahead, and even though lemaisa you're over an isser, it's going to be no good. You're still over an isser. So just like over there by cup of mincha, says the covenant to explain, you bring it, you chayav, you're over an isser. So too over here, you'd be chayav as well. It's possible, still be that you're over in Isser. So that it would make sense from that halacha. The Gemara says, where do we see such a halacha? The Chavit is a stira on this very halacha. Look at the halacha like this. A mechametz apsula. Person goes ahead and is mechametz a leavens a psula, a carbon that's already pasuk, a mincha that's pasuk, is tani chayev, she's tani chayev. Some that say that you're chayev, a brisa, and some say you're potter. Says a carbon eder, what's the case? A mincha psula, you have a mincha psula, and then you mechametz it, you break it with chametz. So the question is, are you over in this or not? Some say you're chayev, some say you're potter. And the ones that explain what the machlokes is based upon. You're over in this, lo sasei, or not? So Gemara says, the chayva, 1 second, we see over there, it's a theory to what we just finished saying. He's still going to one of the shitas. The one who says chayir, you go ahead and you mechametz a korban mincha that's possible. So we just the korban mincha became possible because of the chametz. So maybe it become a chametz. That explains. That's why it explains your chayir, because we understand why you chayir, because it's already in you went ahead, you mechametz, you put chametz in it. That passes the korban mincha. That makes sense because of the chametz that you put in, and whatever you did later, you chayir. However, my young potter, when it says you potter, that if you go mechametz a cup mecha you potter, and it wasn't become possible machmeh chamitza, there must be some other reason why. It can't be that you're potter because you mechametz. Someone that it was already possible from some other reason, from a davar acha. And merely therefore, it was possible because of them. So now that when you go in, you mechametz that, you're part of it, because it's a possible take of carbon. The says the carbon could go and yotze v'tamei, you'll go part of mechametz. You took it out, yotze v'tamei, tamei did it, or a person went out, chutz l'mikdash, so then it's possible. That's possible. Then I look at mechametz, say that's why you're part of it. That would be the case. Only such a case. So Ramana's different things over here as well. You go ahead, you have a carbon paste that became possible. You just did of chametz, the Torah says zivchi, as it means to tell you. Even on the Maisa, you're over in Isser anyway, and still over here, like Kabmincha's puzzle anyway, and look at that case, you'd be potter. But the Kondamachlok is Chayev a potter. Kondaman Yaman that says Chayev, we would understand. Same thing over here, you're Chayev. The Kondaman Yaman says potter, so the case over there wouldn't, our case wouldn't make sense either. If you're potter, then why, in the case of Amishnah, would you be Mechayev? Zivchi, how would it be called Zivchi if it's potter? You're not, there's not, it's a potter carbon, so it should be nothing. So here the Gemara goes into this halakha. When was the halakha? We say the person went ahead and did other, said the person went ahead and sprinkled dam when his chametz involved. So therefore we say, even if he did not only the shkita, but other avodas that you have chametz as well, you're over in Isra as well. The Gemara tries to explain the source of that and which avodas are we talking about. Hikdir malach chametz. The person went ahead and did that ketorah, burnt us the parts of the carbon pesach with the chametz. Even Yeshachter without comments, and Yisrika without comments, but did Hikdi Murim, they burnt the parts of the animal with the Kabbalah, and what else we're going to say? Machlokas, Machlokas, one Tana says Chayav, one says a potter. Let's understand now, Machlokas. Man Yama says Chayav, Dam, Shaita with Dam. You can't slaughter Dam by Dam. You come up with any Dam. So, I mean, anything you have blood that becomes Asr, even if it's anything you do, anything has to do with Dam. So even the parts of the animal, become, even not the sprinkling, but anything goes ahead, and you sprinkle the Dam, but you already didn't apostle it with the avoda of the apostle avoda of the hikting murim michayev mazik micheder mazik potes zema mazik mez mikavet on daf kizvichas micheder it's like this is not marked but some market hikting murim is not marked because it's not essential for kapara that's a kapara then shouldn't apostle that's why it's potter says the kapara says the kapara to explain why isn't it marked ik kapara b'dam shenema adam hu benefesh yichaper. Torah says clearly sprinkling the dam, that's the kapara. The hekdo evam is part of the avoda. There's another part of the avoda. You mechuyev to do it, but it's not ma'akev, the kapara. Maybe it's not ma'akev, the kapara, that's why it's not going to be mechayev. It's going to be potter. So the chayev, the same idea. The locus that we have here, chayev a potter, would be the same idea to learn how you explain our case as well, whether you chayev a potter, if the shechted it with chametz, what would be the halakha of the next avodah you did, would you be chayev a potter as well. Give another example. Another malakalot al chametz. A person went ahead, did malika on a bird over chametz. Did malika over a bird over chametz. So again, you don't do shechita, you do malika, and you need a kafara, you did it with chametz on the 14th day of Pesach, Erev Pesach. It's going to say machlokes. Machlokes tanachon. What's the svarah? What's the machlokes here? Man yamachai mikol dam sheshtet dam mikamakom any dam. Even malika is also considered an avodah of dam if it all becomes possible. Same idea. Shechita dam doesn't make it. Malika doesn't make a difference. All to do with the dam. And yamach potter says zavach. A zavach shlachting malika on an oaf is not malika oaf is not is the neck. You break the neck is not considered. Is not considered, is not svicha, and therefore they would exclude it in the passing. That's why you're potter. Torah says, Dam is malika, so to shechita malika is not nafkamina. Torah says, you can't shecht with chametz and you can't do malika with chametz. It's zvicha, it's called a zvicha, but we understand now, look why it's kaya. But why would you say potter? You said an explanation, you gave the grunt, you just didn't say it's oh, because it said zevach, and oaf is not zevach. But so what? It's not zevach. The Maizer says dam, and dam is dam. So how do you get out of that part of the pasuk? So Malay. So the owner said to Rizal, "Don't meet an onish man. We learn onish and onish. A different limud. Ain't meet an onish man p'tor. We learn onish and onish. Learn that onish malika and chametz is the same pasuk liability that we have of onish v'shchita to malika. We don't learn onish p'tor. We yipater. We yipater. Lachad that says dam is dam itself. So we don't use that word to teach us chay malika v'chametz. In other words, it can tell you isa le'isa. It can tell you einish le'einish, but it can't tell you on a patur something is a potter. That you can't tell you. What's it? Enos says the kovaneda. Soif itzrich dam lemad avoda sheinu dam. Vein lima v'menachiyuv. That dam is coming to exclude things that don't have dam. Malika is not dam. It doesn't have the same avoda of dam. So that would be excluding. You can't say it includes. It can't be included. They tell you chiyuv. It only can tell you patur. Therefore, we're lucky because of the potter. It would not be considered chayiv in such a case. That's the reason why it would be potter. And on Omish Vionish, if it would not be, that's to be the svara to explain why it would not apply. Mark continues. What about avodas? Gives an example of different avodas as well. Mark says, what about the case we use? I'll show you a kasha where you just finished saying that dam is not only used for chayiv, it's not used for potter. But this would be the shir of the Gemara. It says, I love with this shayla, the Gemara. Negea to, again, to chametzless, not to eat, not to shech to chametz with chametz, is it a share of desires to kulyama lachila, or according to one Tana in the name of Rabbi Shammai, he would hold that no, it's kasevas, would it be that share? So the more life doesn't answer, leaves the question unresolved. So like to my writer, another question. Mara says, "Mind if I make some Shnei chatzei zeisim? You had a question about you had two chatzei zeisim in a house. And advice mistake. The house is not making one. You have a chatzei zeis in one spot, chatzei in another spot. We don't combine together in a house to make it a din chi of pesach, chi of chametz, and yelabai yoyu matzah on the shear of a kazayas. But if it's in a cleave, it's in one vessel. Even if it's a big cleave, even if they're not touching each other, lamaisa, it's mistarif together to be considered a shear kazayas, and it's mechuyev to get rid of it, and mechuyev to destroy it on vav pesach and on pesach." Like Meshachto Leyan, what about a case of a person went in Shechter, a carbon Pesach, on the idea that he had chametz, but he had chametz, actually, what's up, I say, anybody's mistaken. A person had chametz in his house, but he had, even a shir kazayas, but he had two separate, he had a kazayas in one room, he had a kazayas in the other room. And Shechter carbon Pesach, would you chayev a potter? But the more potter? Is it not considered as if you're over in Nisr, because it's not mistaken, so you have to be a potter? Maybe not, she will upset him a mistaken. I'll tell you, no, since if it would be in a kli, it would be considered a shir kazayas, it would be mistaken together to be in Nisr shir. If it would be like he has chametz, and if we should be usher, the say you can't be over this or lava, or Osama's a comment, so that was the over Shechter comes over. Tomorrow, Mara answer. Mara leaves this question unanswered as well, whether it would be considered a din over here, a violation of the Isser of Shechting Chametz, or not, based upon, again, on this Shaila, of whether we say, let's look at it as a Kli, we look at it in the house itself. Mara's another Shaila, Gabi Seir. Seir, which we said is not Chametz, is with dough that's leavened, but it's not fully Chametz yet. Sour dough, so to speak. So what's the halacha in such a case? Mara says, "Oh, a person shechted doesn't have chametz. Mamash, he has sa'or. He has chametz, and he shechted the carbon pesach. Since Rav Huna said you ought to give it to your dog on pesach sa'or, you can give it to your dog. Potter, look how you potter, because you see it's not really different. Since regular chametz, it's a difference. Regular chametz, you can give to your dog. It can't be nana. So you can't see, it's not real comments. It may, therefore, if I have Sa'or, I'm not over this alav if I shek the carbon pesach. Or maybe not, no. Rabbi, look at Malchus. If I say, since you go ahead, a person eats it, you're over Malchus, maybe it is considered also. It's considered like it's comments. And maybe you shek bunny, you chayim, even if it's just Sa'or. It's not actual comments. Again, the Gemara doesn't answer to Shaila either. Whether it's considered a din of chametz or not, it's a chametz whether you chayev or not. Gemara blips shver in this halacha as well. Third question we have. There's another question. I judge shulkad echem nechabura. So one of the person, one of the shulkad, one of the members of the group, second pencil. When do we say the look is? When is the iser? When is the start that you shake the chametz? Comments when are you over the iser? And you shake like a nechabura. So one of the people of the group went ahead. It was shachting on behalf of the group, he himself, as long as he has comments, he's over in Isser. Right there starts the Isser. We want to know. So in other words, the difference, according to Rosh Hashanah Lakish, as long as the person who shachted as a member of the Kabura and he has comments, it's over in Isser. Even the others don't have. According to Ryokana, no. The one who shachted, even if he's not in the Kabura and he shachted anyway on behalf of the Kabura and he has comments, the whole thing is no good. Or one of the Kabura has comments, even though he's not shechting, even though still possible the whole Kabura, it would all be considered usher. It would all be considered usher. Says the Pnei Moshe to explain the story here as well. Says the story is Sheikhet. So he's shechting, even though he's not doing it for the Kabura. He's over in Isser. So maybe the same thing over here. Even if he's shechting with someone else. But Lamaisa, you're shechita, possible, because you have comments. You're over what the Torah says. You're over the Isser. Mamela, therefore, you'd be also passive for the whole group, you're over as well. No, that's another thing. What about Yochanan Rama, another Shaila? Yochanan says, a person who goes out and shacks, he will not see him in Yerushalayim. But a person is by the Mikdash, he's shacking, and he has comments, but he has comments somewhere in Yerushalayim. He's not near the Makom HaMikdash. He left it in his hotel room in Yerushalayim, but not in the Makom HaMikdash. Would you be considered, is that considered Lashish Chal Tam Chavis Alam Zivki? Shemin and Lakish Aymer says, has to be Yashinasi Mosafesh, Mamish with him in the Azara. Not it's in your possession. Has to be Mamish that you have. It says the Kabban Eida, that the halakha we talk about is the halakha that we have has to be in your Rishus. What does it mean? So the Kabban Eida says, has to be where, if Yasin comments, Imab Yushalayim, Yechavilim. Even if it's in the city of Yushalayim, Yechayim doesn't have to be in the Azara. And the other one says, no, it has to be in the Azara with you. You have to see it. So Mosafesh, if you're just in Yerushalayim, but not in the Chabura, not in Yerushalayim, not near the Makom HaMikdash, where you're bringing it, in the Azara, that's not considered Chametz Imo, therefore, according to that, Reish Lakish, you'd be Potter. You would not be Chayav. So Mosafesh says, that's the Machlokes. Now let's try to explain what the Machlokes is all about. Din dat, din gadat, each one follows their own Shita. Each one has their own opinion. Each of Yochanan Rishon is Lakish, each one. Yispa, they argue about another Machlokes. They argue about a different Machlokes. Shnei Yom Tov Shlagos. You have 2 days Yom Tov. Second day Yom Tov is a Rabbanon, Yom Tov Shnei Shlagos. Yochanan Amma, a person went ahead. Mekabano Sosrov. He went ahead. And you have to go in order to do Malacha, the other Yisr, you do Malacha to get punished, you have to have Asra. So what if the person goes ahead, not sure if the suffix, whether it's a Yom Rishon, it's a Derisa Rabbanon Dikadei. Yochanan Amma, Mekabano Sosrov. You can even get Mekabano Sosrov. So even though it tells him it's Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do Malacha. And we don't know if it's the first day or the second day, if there are Rabbanon or Derisa, Asra Shema Sosrov, Shema Sosrov, Shema Sosrov. And Yochanan says, Yesra, Shema Nalama. And now you make a so it has to be Vadai. You get warning for something you're doing. That's Vadai. But if you did something in Makamot Yisrael here, you didn't know if it was the right or the Rabbanon Dikadei, he couldn't give you the right Asura. It's Asura Safik, 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 Asura Safik. So we have the same thing over here. We have a Makalokas. The person went ahead and checked the Chametz outside the Makam HaMikdash, and we say the question is whether, is it in the Makam HaZara, does it have to be, or is it even in Yerushalayim? Yochanan says, look, as long as you have it, even if it's in Yerushalayim, it's enough to be over Yisr. Yochanan says, no, it has to be with you. The Chavar, it's the same idea. If a person goes ahead, it's like a suffix. Suffix Asra, Asra, no Asra. Yochanan says, Yechayim, even on a suffix, even if it's not here, it's in Yerushalayim, it's a suffix, it's considered, and if Yechayim on it. And Shem Mishlaka said, no, if you're not here, it's not, it's only a suffix. Mimela, suffix, Yalach, Loshma, suffix. Mar says, this Machlekes, Chareh is Machlekes Tanayim. But everyone would agree if it's in Yerushalayim. But if it's in a Makom, you could see it by the Chalon. You don't look at Yechayim. In other words, you're in the Makom Azara. And the Chametz is in your hotel room, but it's left on a ledge. And you can look out to the Azara and you could see it on your window. You could see it through the window. Or the window of the Azara, you could see it. Even Reish Lakish, who says it has to be in Azara, it's not enough to be in Yerushalayim, would agree that's considered as if it's with you. But Meila, therefore, it would be Chayim. He would hold it there, Yechayim as well. Same, that's not a Safi, that's considered as if it's a Vada. So, like the Gemara, how do we understand? Why should that be Chayim? Why should everyone agree over here? So the Gemara says, Mandus Savanus Roshan, it says Safik. That's why if it's a Safik, if it's not here, the particle is not, we're not sure it has to be here. Vada, but since you can see it, it's like it's here. In other words, when you say it's in Yerushalayim. So the guy says, so why are you Potter if it's not in Nazar? So I said, maybe it's not here anyway. Maybe someone took the Chametz. Maybe a mouse ate it. Maybe a dog ate it. Maybe it's not around anymore. It's only a suffix. So a suffix, we can't, suffix as well, Loshmei suffix. If a locus, you're not over allowed. But if you could see it by the window, you could see that it's here. It's not missing. You know it's there. Even if it's not into Bazara, even Reish Lakish would agree it has to consider Vadai, that's not considered a suffix, and it's therefore would be, it could be Kasaj. You have a pasuk with Chayiv. Masa Yerushalayim was considered outside Yerushalayim. Torah says it's enough. It's only a question that the Torah says it should be Yasser. Is it being in Azara? But if it's outside the Azara, even if it's visible, the Chayiv is Machlekes. One who says it has to be in Azara would say it has to be in Azara. That means it has to be Mamash next to you. With Makam HaMikdash, it has to be in Azara. It's not in the Azara. Even if you could see it, it's not going to be. It's still a distance away. It's not going to be a. It's not going to be a problem. It's not going to be this. It says Time Hashem LaDash Al Smoke. L'Shishka Chametz Mashma Al Chametz means it's right there. It's in the Azara. If it's not in the Azara, it can be Potter. So that would mean you hold it has to be. It's the fact it's not there, not because you don't know if it's there or if it's still around. In fact, it's not there. There has to be Al Chametz. Just go to Adam Zivchi. Al Chametz. Don't check the on my Zevach on the Chametz, which means the Chametz is here. So according to that, my Yama and Echanami, Reish Lakish would say if you see it. You're not part of Yechayiv there. Says the Gemara, it's the Tamar of Yehuda who says, who included, the Gemara says, again, let's see the Mishnah talks about this concept that the Mitzvah, so the Mishnah will continue this mark, in the line, but the Mishnah, the Shita of Yehuda that says you can shek the Kavan Tamid, is still before the Kavan Pesach. If you did it, but you have a Yotze, what's the Pesach? We'll see this tomorrow's time.